From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. You may have heard about citizen-driven initiatives that will likely be on the ballot this year. There are measures to legalize medical marijuana, limit damages and medical lawsuits, and allow three casinos to operate. But along with these, three amendments sponsored by members of the Arkansas General Assembly will be on the ballot this November as well. Every general session, the legislature can refer up to three constitutional amendments for a vote of the people. I recently spoke with Kristen Higgins of the UA Cooperative Extension Service Public Policy Center about these three proposals. Kristen, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me here.
Let's first talk about how these measures get on the ballot. And what is the legislative process?
Every regular session, legislators come together and put together bills about a number of different subjects. Well, in addition to that, they also make proposals to change the Constitution. In the last session in 2015, they put out 40 different constitutional amendments. And throughout the whole time that they're there in Little Rock, they whittle them down, they get into committees, they discuss the issues, and then they finally come up with three proposals that they feel comfortable recommending to the entire group to vote on. So that's the process that the legislators go through. Like I said, just submitting it, discussing it in committee, and then referring to both the House and the Senate for a full vote before they decide, yes, we want to send these to the people.
Let's begin by talking about issue one, and this is called Concerning Term Limits, Election and Eligibility of Elected Officials. Could you describe what this would do, and could you kind of talk about any context surrounding it?
Sure, but before I get a little bit into what the proposal would do, in recent years, legislators have combined proposals. Because they can only do three with the public, they will essentially kind of whittle them down and smush them together as long as they're on the same topic. So issue one is one of those proposals that came from multiple different constitutional amendment bills. And issue one does four different things if passed. It would give county elected officials four-year terms. Right now, they have two-year terms. And it would prevent elected county officials from also being appointed or elected to a civil office. It would allow unopposed candidates to be elected without their name appearing on the ballot. So, for example, if you're running for office and you're the only one running, you're a qualified candidate, there's nothing else on the ballot, let's say a special election, there's no other issue, no other candidate, the legislature could pass a law that would allow you to be elected without your name ever appearing on the ballot or even having an election. Obviously, that would be used in very limited circumstances, but that's something that issue one would allow. It would also define what an infamous crime means in the Constitution. So right now, the Constitution says you can't serve an office if you've been convicted of a felony or an infamous crime, but it doesn't really talk about what an infamous crime is. And over the years, Supreme Court rulings, other court rulings, attorney general opinions have kind of narrowed and focused what that means. But this would actually put a definition into the Constitution that says infamous crime is something like a felony or abuse of office or tampering or even a misdemeanor involving election crime. And part of the reason why this has come about, at least that last part, was if you remember a couple years ago, and even recently, there's been some cases of people being convicted of crimes and there would be some question of whether they're eligible to be in office. I think a couple years ago, there was a county sheriff who he was elected, but 30 years before, he'd been convicted of stealing a chicken after an accident involving a chicken truck. And so he had told everyone that he was convicted of this crime a long time ago. The voters knew about it. They elect him anyways. And then they said, hey, that's an infamous crime, so you can't take office. And he was essentially de-elected from county sheriff.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, moving on, we have issue two, to allow the governor to retain his or her powers and duties. Well, in our case, his powers and duties when absent from the state. Seems pretty straightforward. Right now, the governor's powers go to the lieutenant governor when he or she is out of the state for a period of time. How did this proposal come about?
If you remember, in the last session or just ahead of the last session in late 2014, early 2015, there was a discussion about whether the lieutenant governor's office was even needed, if it was necessary nowadays. When the governor leaves the state, he can be reached by cell phone, on Skype, you know, computers and laptops. Everybody's able to connect a little bit easier than they used to be. And so there was a discussion about just getting rid of the lieutenant governor's office. And there were actually several proposals in the session, several constitutional amendment proposals that would do that. Well, those kind of fell by the wayside, and this is what came out of that session. So it would be allowing the governor to retain his powers when outside the state or absent from the state. And that's essentially what it would do. It's a pretty simple ballot measure, and the lieutenant governor would still be the person who would be in the chain of command if something were to happen to the governor or if he were unable to serve.
And lastly, we have Issue 3, an amendment concerning job creation, expansion, and economic development. Sounds pretty vague to me. What would this one do?
Well, Issue 3 is a complex proposal that would make multiple changes to the state constitution that involve increasing or boosting economic development in the state. It would remove a limit on the dollar amount of bonds that the state could issue for economic development projects. Right now, Amendment 82 says that the state can't issue bonds in an amount that exceeds 5% of the state general revenue funds. So that's about $260 million net, $317 million gross when we're talking about general revenue funds. It would also allow a county, city, town, or other municipal organization to obtain or provide money for private organizations for economic development projects or services. It would clarify the authority of counties and cities to issue bonds to support economic development projects. Right now, the Constitution makes a lot of references to industry, so there's some definitions in this proposal that would replace industry with economic development. And those terms are defined in this proposal as well. So economic development could mean something like building a road for a warehouse or a call center or some sort of large industrial development. It could include building railroads, water treatments, employment services. There's a whole list. There's a large definition in the proposal that talks about what they mean by economic development. And it also defines economic development services. So if you're hiring an agency to help you market a city, for example, or oversee a port or an industrial park, this would be part of that definition. And this all goes back to, there was a lawsuit a couple years ago in Little Rock, in North Little Rock, where taxpayers sued the cities over payments to the chambers of commerce and economic development agencies. And they said that those payments violated the Constitution because the Constitution says that cities and counties can't provide funding to private entities. And the judge agreed with them. That judge's decision has been appealed to the state Supreme Court. I don't expect any decision before the election on that. And so if this were to pass, it would kind of make that a moot issue going forward.
All right. Kristen Higgins is with the University of Arkansas Cooperative Extension Service Public Policy Center. We've been discussing three constitutional amendments referred by the legislature to be on the ballot this November. To learn more about these issues and other ballot issues, you can visit uaex.edu or kuar.org. Kristen, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me here.
This is KUAR.